This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be talking a little bit about the youth waterfowl hunt that's quickly approaching, and we'll also be talking about the upcoming trout season that's going to be throughout the state. Hi, I'm Kurt Ickin, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, a number of Illinois state parks, fish and wildlife areas, conservation areas, and recreation areas will be open to the youth waterfowl hunting during the 2018 Illinois Youth Central Zone Waterfowl Hunt, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the Youth Waterfowl Hunt will be held October 20th and 21st. That's a Central Zone one. Each zone has its own sites, their own specific dates. And at most sites, regulations that apply during the regular waterfowl hunting season apply during the youth hunt. Hunters should check for site-specific regulations, including changes in legal shooting hours. And during the youth hunt, the bag limits are the same as during the regular hunting seasons. As part of the youth hunt, hunters age 17 or younger may hunt ducks, geese, coots, and mergansers as long as they are accompanied by an adult at least 18 years of age. The accompanying adult may not hunt these species but may participate in other open seasons. Youth hunters must have an Illinois hunting license, a youth hunting license, or an apprentice hunting license. The youth hunter in her or his accompanying adult must have a valid FOID card, and the supervising adult does not need to have a hunting license if they're not hunting other species. Youth hunters ages 15 or younger, are not required to have a state or federal waterfowl stamp. However, youth hunters ages 16 and older must have a state and federal waterfowl stamp, even if they're using an Illinois youth waterfowl hunting license. Although the Illinois youth hunting licenses are available to hunters ages 18, federal waterfowl hunting regulations do not allow hunters over the age of 17 to participate in youth hunts. Special youth hunts taking place during the youth waterfowl hunting permit or other central zone sites include the Banner Marsh State Fish and Wildlife Area, which is October 20th and 21st, the Clinton Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, that's the Clinton Lake State Recreation Area, the Salt Creek and Disabled Units, October 20th, and the Donnelly DePue State Fish and Wildlife Area, November 3rd and November 11th, the Larry Clausen Habitat Areas, October 20th, and Marshall State Fish and Wildlife Area, Duck Ranch Unit, which is October 20th and 21st, and Spring Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, Spring Lake Bottoms Unit, November 11th, and the Southern Illinois Youth Waterfowl Hunt, which is Union County and Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, December 28th. All their youth hunts are open to those ages 17 and younger. All waterfowl hunters, including those participating in youth hunt, are required to register with the Harvest Information Program. And in order to register with the Harvest Information Program, hunters will need to have their hunting license number available, and hunters should register for HIP at the Illinois vendor where they're buying their hunting license, or call 888-6-PERMIT and do it online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Local, state, and federal sites open during the youth waterfowl hunts in the Central Zone include Coffeen Lake, Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County, Horseshoe Lake State Park, Madison County, which is a Gabbray, Mosinthine, and Shoto Island units, the Mississippi River area, all sites managed by the MRA, and Mississippi River pools, all in the Central Zone, and the Saginaw State Fish and Wildlife Area, St. Chris Lake State Park, Shelbyville State Fish and Wildlife Area, and Weinberg King State Park, the Spunky Bottoms Unit. So more sites are available for the 2018 South Zone Waterfowl Hunt and the 2018 South Zone Youth Waterfowl Hunt. Hunters wishing to use these sites should contact their local DNR to find out the specific rules. So there it is. Plenty of opportunities exist for the youth waterfowl hunt. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking a little bit about the trout program coming up. And if you happen to be one of these youth waterfowlers that were wanting to participate in the youth waterfowl hunt this past weekend and still wanting to trout fish, the opportunities are going to be there. In fact, parking spots at the Beaver Dam State Park near Plainview are expected to be at a premium during the the October 20th season opener of the 2018 catchable trout season. Despite the less than ideal conditions, the campground should be full as well, and anglers and curious spectators will swarm to the park's restaurant for hot coffee and a warming meal. Nearly every available fishing location on the lake will be occupied, but that all changes just a week later. Like most years, success rates will vary from angler to angler. Many of the fishermen will fill their 5-trout daily limit within a few hours. Other hopeful anglers will struggle a bit longer to catch fish, and there was always a few that failed to bring home along with their fishing luck. Still, most of the anglers will appear to be enjoying the rainbow trout angling, the opportunity, and there's no doubt that this special fishing day will bring more people to this park than any other day of the event of the year. It seems that the majority of the power opening day trout are caught by anglers fishing with commercial baits like Berkeley Power Bait. The use of light line, 4 to 6 pound test, and tiny hooks also seems to increase this angler's success rates. Though hundreds of trout are taken home, plenty will still remain in the lake. In fact, dedicated trout anglers continue to enjoy excellent success here each year, long after the opening weekend crowds head home. According to site personnel, the trout opener is one of the park's biggest events of the year, and trout are typically delivered a few days prior to the event and have worked up a healthy appetite by the opening weekend. This year, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources fall catchable trout season is slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 20th. Many of the dedicated anglers will be already staking out their favorite fishing holes long before the opening time. According to park officials, Beaver Dam State Lake is stocked with nearly 3,000 trout, and plenty of 2 to 3 pounders are among the 12 inches released in the lake. The 2018 Illinois Fall Catchable Trout Program features rainbow trout fishing at various ponds and lakes throughout the state. Plenty of trout are expected to be stocked at various locations just prior to the opening of the fall season, and unlike most years when warmer than normal temperatures delayed the stocking by almost a week, most of the sites in the state's southern reaches receive their stocking well ahead of the opener. This allows the newly stocked fish ample time to adjust to their new environment and typically means excellent angling action. According to the regulations, no trout may be taken from any of the stock sites from October 1st until the fall catchable trout season officially opens at 5 a.m. on October 20th. Local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, Belk Park Pond in Wood River, and the main lake of Frank Holton State Park in St. Clair County. In addition, trout fishing will be again offered at the Greenville Old City Lake, located in Bond County. And additional sites include the Jones Park Pond, the Kings Park Pond in Pittsfield, the Willow Lake at Peabody River State Fish and Wildlife Area in St. Clair County, as well as Southwind and Washington Park Ponds in West Springfield. So as you can see, the opportunities are going to be there as well. And we hope you get out and enjoy some of these youth waterfowl hunts or these trout fishing opportunities as we quickly approach winter. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.